tax. Debt trading. Initiating auto conversation in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys.
Hey.
No.
Hello.
No theme music this week. Oh, no, there is.
Let's go. What you know about me?
What you know about me?
Is
your lip gloss cool?
My lip gloss right now, for all you people who can't see me, is bright fuchsia. What you know about
me? Purple lipstick.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Awkward Conversations, and I am Nathan, the Singularity. And I am joined by the usual gang of three. And
okay. That's a way to do it.
The way to introduce that. So we have Frank, Bad Touch, Bat Boy. And we have...
The bat is a penis.
I just called you Anastasia. We have Anastasia Darth Boobs.
That's right, y'all.
Are those real?
Yes.
We have Jeff, the Phantom Kitten.
Yay, you got it right.
I always will get it right for you. And also, we are joined by a fellow Skid Rowian, who is Vic Cohen, and he hosts Vic Cohen. It's a Fair Question, Wednesdays at 10 p.m., so you should all check that out. Welcome, Vic.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here. I've been looking forward to this all month.
Perfect.
No, this wasn't spur of the moment or
it
anything.
It wasn't. No, this was heavily planned.
Heavily planned.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
I'm very ahead of the game on most things. These people can tell you, I sent these topics out weeks in advance.
Weeks ago! We were prepared.
I'm so ready.
Seriously, fans at home, we take you at a very high premium. We care.
We care.
We care a lot. Okay.
I don't give a shit.
I throw my hands up at that one. I don't give a shit
I'll
either.
Throw just my hands up in the air. Okay.
No.
No singing.
You guys
You're fired.
Yeah, I guess to say as a guest, you guys are so happy.
It's the booze.
Why? You might say that we're gay.
Well, two of you.
No, it's a Saturday.
Are you guys medicated or, I mean, yeah.
We're high on life.
So I'm committed.
Also alcohol.
I don't know about these guys. I'm on like four Xanax right now. Yeah.
You have Xanax?
Yeah.
You want to trade later?
If you want it.
Yeah. I could not imagine you off Xanax then. If this is you, Xanax like supposed to mellow you.
Oh, well then I'm on something else. You could tell I know a lot about the medical profession.
Worst drug addict ever.
No, you guys, you're fun.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Yeah,
thank you.
So here's the concept for this week, guys. So
lay it on me.
I was waiting for my salad, not a salad. It was a fried food lunch to come out of the.
Did you get your salad tossed?
And did you just say you came out?
Yeah, I just came out.
If you need your salad tossed and you just came out, I think we can figure out some help with that.
Oh. Frank, hands above the table.
No, you can't make me.
Can I ask you one real quick?
Yes,
I
know of course. Ask me whatever you want.
But I'm sensing some sexual tension already in the room.
Yes.
It's very sexual and it's very tense.
Is there a possibility that Frank could hook up with someone in here?
So 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I've already done Stacey and Jeff. It's just one.
Yeah, he's been in my pants already. So
2 weeks
really?
Ago, 2 weeks ago, we had an orgy.
No, he was literally in my pants.
Really?
Yeah, like literally, he needed pants because he stained his. And
not how it went at all.
I mean, now I understand.
He had to borrow Jeff's pants.
So it's more than awkward conversations. I mean,
we get awkward up in here. I think that's the central thesis of our show.
But there's never been any lovemaking between the hosts or the staff or what if you guys call yourself?
No.
Not technically.
It's a fair question.
Not technically.
You know that episode in Friends where they discuss who of them have hooked up with each other? It's kind of like that. It's like, well, we've come close, but we've never actually hooked up.
Yeah, I mean... none of these current hosts have hooked up. Yeah, some people have come close, but no.
It just feels like it's a possibility right now in this room.
What isn't the possibility?
I mean,
okay. If you want to strip down to your drawers right now, I'm sure you'd have three people paying attention.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which three, but
it's a grab bag.
It's a grab bag.
You don't know.
I'm flattered.
So I'm waiting for my fried food to come out of the restaurant that I eat at sometimes when I'm at work. And yeah, I have a job, by the way. What?
Why would you eat at a restaurant? That's stupid.
I know. I should bring my food from home.
And fried food at that.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm a horrible Angelino. I don't even drive a Prius and I don't bike to work.
I drive a Prius.
Do you? Yeah. I don't. I'm a horrible Angelino. I drive an SUV. I'm polluting everything.
You're spending a lot of money on gas.
You know what it is? You're offsetting it, I think. Like, I can drive my SUV because you drive your Prius.
Right.
Okay.
So you should thank me.
It's like when I get a Diet Coke and also donuts. You know, like, then it's fine. It's diet food. Right. So anyway, I'm reading Cracked. And, you know, Cracked is the shit. And I'm reading Cracked. And there's an article about, like, mistakes that movie characters make. Like, top 5 or 10 mistakes that the movie characters make. And that they don't realize until, like, you don't realize is a mistake until the end of the movie. And so I thought about it, and I was like, if you were in a delusional, like, reality, like Inception or something like that, would you want to know? Like, would you want to be cognizant of that you were in this situation?
How do you know I don't already know?
I mean, you might. I mean, Jeff's on top of it. So, I mean, you might know everything. In fact, can you put away your X-ray glasses, please? Yeah. It's making me uncomfortable.
It depends on the reality.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put together a series of questions, and we could talk about it. And I figured we would talk about some of these main, like, movies and, like, concepts. Would you want to know? That's the theory. And it's perfect that we have Vic on, because his show is about asking questions.
It is.
Yeah.
Fair questions.
Right, and these are all, well, fair. I don't know. I mean, what is fair? Okay. So, so if you were living in the Matrix, okay, so... So you were in the Matrix, you weren't Neo, you weren't Morpheus, you were actually just a, you know, one of the people driving down the freeway as people were climbing on cars. Would you want,
among other things,
would you want to know? Would you want to know if you were in the Matrix? Or would you just accept your stupid happy life as the way it is? Yeah, Stacey, go for it.
I would want to know, I think. Except for, I think that there's a lot of people that think that that's actually a possibility.
Right. It's a total possibility.
But yeah, I would want to know because I'm nosy and I want to know everything.
Okay. So you would want, even if it made your life more miserable.
Why? Because I can reprogram it and stuff, right?
Isn't that theoretically? Yeah. Although, I mean, you look and there's definite scenes where Neo is like, I had a pretty good life, you know? There were people there that had decent lives, you know?
Yeah, but I'm obsessive compulsive and I want to know everything. So
All right. Anybody else on this topic? So Matrix, Jeff?
I would want to know.
Yeah, Frank, you would want to know?
I would want to know.
You all would want to know?
What is I'm a little confused, sorry.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What does wanting to know mean exactly?
So would you want... Okay, so in the Matrix, right, it's basically everybody's living in a computer program and it's programmed by a series of agents, etc. And you would live your happy life as you currently live it as a human being, but really you're a computer program. And your actual body is plugged into a cord somewhere.
And you're being used as a battery.
And you're being basically used as a battery.
Right.
And would you want to know, or would you just be comfortable like living your life that way?
Well, we kind of already do.
Right. I think that's a possible answer.
We're already programmed like by commercials and media what to like, what to own.
That's deep.
That's deep. I
even know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they like that young demographic, so they can keep buying and buying till they're dead.
I think that's really why I don't drive a Prius. It's not that I hate the environment and animals. It's that...
But you do.
I'm trying to be counterculture, guys.
Right. I've been programmed.
Also, by being counterculture, you are part of the culture.
That's why I don't get a tattoo.
Right.
Because not having a tattoo is actually...
Now counterculture.
Different.
Right. Right. But then... Not getting a tattoo is also, in its way, like, you're right. Like, rebelling is part of the culture. Like, they expect you to do the things that they don't expect you to do. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
The problem is...
I just can't shop at Hot Topic anymore. I got everything from there when I was making out with the Harry Potter world, but now I can't.
Yes, you can, because you're in the Doctor Who world now. You won the Hot Topic.
All right. there's no way to escape it.
Right?
You know, except if you live in a hut like the Unabomber.
Yeah.
But even he didn't escape it because he needed to come up with a manifesto and kind of still be involved in the real world.
Right, right. And, I mean, you know, they still want to get noticed by network television.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, we can't escape it.
Right.
However, there is a shirt at Hot Topic that I really
like. Oh my gosh.
The Superman shirt?
Oh, that's
just a Superman shirt?
Yes. And it's from Man of Steel.
But Hot Topic is Rebellion commercialized.
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's someone I have no idea who he is.
His boyfriend. It's just funny because he's the most untraditional model ever.
It's a friend of a friend on Facebook.
You don't hang out with nerds enough. I mean, that's the complete traditional model for nerdy things. I mean, yes, the thicker the glasses, the better.
Sexy.
Okay. So has everybody seen Beautiful Mind? Have you all seen Beautiful Mind?
Yes. It was an amazing movie.
So if you had schizophrenia, where some of your best friends were not real people, like Dr. Nash in Beautiful Mind, would you want to know? It's a true story, by the way. Dr. Nash really did have schizophrenia, won the Nobel Prize.
I would only want to know when me and my best friends in my imaginary world started not getting along. Then I'd be like, bitches.
You'd be like, all right, now I want to make you disappear.
I want to know that you don't exist.
Yeah. I mean,
like
I get that.
That song from Nine Inch Nails, there's no you, there's only me.
Right.
That kind of moment.
Right.
That thing.
Right. When you're pissed at them, it's like, all right, fuck you.
Bye,
schizophrenia.
Go away.
Yep. I'm waking up now. I'm taking the meds.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of us are already like that without being traditionally, like, truly diagnosed as schizophrenic. I mean, if I meet someone, I immediately give them attributes, and you know, especially if they're cute, you know, like if I'm attracted to them, that they don't even own or have earned,
right?
You know, so in a sense, I'm creating a completely fictional character, and then hoping they live up to it, and that's when disappointment sets in. That's when relationships go down the toilet.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's probably true. It scared me as a kid. Like, that was one of the, like, I still say when people are like, do you like horror movies? I'm always like, actually, I mean, I don't really like the thriller type horror movies, but the scariest movie I've ever seen is Beautiful Mind, because that fucks your shit up. I mean, like, you just generally think, okay, like, I'm talking to you guys right now. I know.
Or are you?
I know Stacey's real because Frank is talking to her, you know, like.
So are you saying that your imaginary characters can't talk to each other?
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. That movie blew my mind. I'm like, okay, I go about my life figuring that everybody I interact with is a real person because they're all interacting with each other. Right. So of course they have to be real.
But there's that whole...
But that movie like fucks your shit up when it's like, actually, the characters are all talking to each other. And that's what makes you believe it, you know?
What was that John Cusack movie that was like everybody's personality was like fighting to live as they were killing
them
off? Identity.
It was so good.
Like you think these people are just all trapped in this like horrible situation and you find out they're all this guy's personalities and they're being killed off one by one.
Oh my God, that would horrify me.
You should watch it. It's
really
a good movie.
Really good. Because you don't know what's going on and then all at once you're figuring out, oh, they're being killed off, but they're not real. They're just his personality
they're
aspects
just fighting
being killed off.
Wow. Control of the person they're in.
It's really all right.
Well, the only thing that would bother me with being schizophrenic is I probably couldn't make a decent money.
Yeah.
Really hard to make a great living as a schizo.
Although Nash, I mean, won the Nobel Prize, still talked about in economics and all kinds of stuff.
Economics.
Pretty impressive.
And it's interesting. Yeah, in Skid Row, where, you know, there's lots of schizophrenics
right
there.
Yeah.
With shopping carts. That's the best. Not quite the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Nobel Prize.
Do you think we're actually recording right now next to an illegal immigration law center, or are we just all imagining it?
I don't know. All imagining
we're all imagining it.
It's all imaginary.
Similar kind of. If you were living a nearly perfect life, but were on a hidden reality show like Joe Schmo or The Truman Show, would you want to know? Have you all seen Truman Show? Truman Show? Okay. So, you know, in Truman Show, he's living his life. He has a hot wife. He has a family. He seems to love his job. Like, everything is set up, basically, for his satisfaction. And yet, it's all hired actors. It's all fake. And when he isn't walking past them, they all go back to, like, catering services and do what normal actors would do on a set. Like, they're not really in it because they love him or because they're interested in him. They're making a TV show.
I would want to know, because also part of that whole concept was that they were manipulating him for the purposes of ratings.
Right.
They would do stuff to him just for the purpose of making a good show. And that's...
Yeah, like they advertised like for a long time that he was going to have a kid and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I get that. But I mean, on the other hand, like his life was pretty awesome. Like, I can't get that hot a wife. I forget who played his wife in the show. Do you guys know?
No.
No.
You can look it up. The power of Google.
The power of Google.
Yeah, Frank, look that shit up.
But it also is interesting that everyone's unfortunately trying to get something from someone.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, what is a true friendship? I mean, it, part of it is they're getting something from
Laura
it.
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney. See, she's hot. She's attractive.
The scary part is that all these questions you're asking, like we said, could be reality right
now.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what's scary. And I mean, again, I do think there are important questions to know. Like, would you, like, if there is something controlling us right now, I think I'd want to know. You know, I think I would.
Was it Laura Linney or Natasha McElhon?
I figured it was Laura Linney. Might be Natasha, whatever the fuck her name is.
Debate it right now. Do it. Do it.
I don't remember.
And then have gay sex with each other.
I would want to know, but for selfish purposes. Like, if it was The Matrix, I'd want to know just so I could... reprogram things just for my benefit. And if it was for the Truman Show, I'd want to know so I could, I guess, argue for more pay.
Right, right, yeah.
Argue for more pay.
I'd want to negotiate, right?
Yes,
I'd want to
negotiate
a new deal. I want $1 million an episode.
I'm leaving this show
if you don't pay. Have input for Sweeps Week.
Also, do you feel you have been given a role in this world? Like, are you pursuing it?
That's a good question. You know, yeah, like, is there fate? Like, are we supposed to be doing something? That's a good question.
I mean, I think, well.
I really think, yeah. Yeah, there's something that we're supposed to be doing, and we just have to find out what that something is.
I know I'm a young baby, as is Frank, but did you guys all have...
Thanks for outing us oldies. Thanks.
Right, right, no problem.
I'm an 80s baby. Does that make me old?
No, it makes
me a liar.
Young.
if you were alive in the 80s, to them, you're old.
Right. wow. I'm 88.
Oh, so you're old too.
I was two.
Oh, I'm old then.
But yeah, okay.
So, I came out the year Cabbage Patch came out, so
nice.
There you go.
So seriously, my question is...
I'm just kidding, I'm 18 to look younger.
Do you guys remember books? Like, they had those books where you got to decide the outcome. Like, at the end
choose
of the page...
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, choose your own adventure. At the end of the page, it would say, if you want to go into the mine shaft alone with Penny... run to page 105.
Why is that the option that you picked? It's very weird.
If you shoot Larry.
If you
those?
Don't go into the mine shaft and instead kiss each other on the porch with flowers, choose page 94. You guys remember
and then
that?
You flip to page 94 and the house falls on you and you die.
Right. Exactly. So I feel like...
I actually still have a couple of Transformers Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Cool.
They still make them, and they make them for adults now, and they had a web series that had that too.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like, though, that's kind of my answer on fate. Like, I feel like we have lots of different... Like, the book is written. I think it's written, and we have a role to play, and we know where that is, but I think at the end of each page, we get to say, do I want to turn to page 47 or 96?
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
That was a long explanation.
I think we all
answer.
Have gifts, and it's a matter of figuring it out and then hopefully having the courage to use them.
Absolutely.
Indeedy.
Indeed. It's like finding women to have sex with. Like, they all have certain skills and gifts. And
then you have that one thing
and
that
then
you do.
I do one. I have one gift. That's all I got.
What's your gift?
I don't even know. I probably don't have anything
really,
to share. It's not. It's like I kind of have a just, you know, normal, average, fat body, and I'm not very good at anything. And
you guys, and you've got a normal, average, fat body.
And I'm not particularly funny.
He's got asthma.
I have asthma, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm getting stasis right now. Speaking of sexual tension. So
sexual.
This is a real life question. No, play it again while I'm not talking.
The hammer is my penis.
Thank you. The hammer is my penis. So a real life question. If you were on, as you know, like they've been talking about going to Mars, like a lot of people now are wanting to fund trips to Mars, etc. If you were on one of the first trips to Mars and you might not return alive, like it'd be likely that you were not going to get back.
Can I return dead?
Yeah, like I'm either dead or die on Mars. Would you want to know before you left that you were probably, that this was a suicide mission? Or would you just want to be happy and go to Mars?
I would love to be a Martian zombie.
Okay.
I would not go to Mars.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I told you I have like irrational phobias.
Uh-huh.
And one of my irrational phobias is space.
Is space in general?
I love sci-fi stuff. But if somebody told me you're going into space, I think I would just flip out.
Do you think you're going to like have an alien situation? Like what's going to happen?
Just I just don't, I'm scared of not knowing and just being suspended in something that is endless. And I know that we are suspended in something endless anyway, but I have my feet on the ground.
Do you though? Do you know
I've
that?
Never even been on a roller coaster.
So. You're not going to Mars?
No. Last thing I'm doing is getting on a spaceship to Mars.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would do it in a heartbeat just to get the
even
fuck
if you
off
were
going to
die. Even if yeah. you were going to die. Yeah.
We're all going to die anyway at some point. Why not?
See Mars first?
Are you suicidal? Exactly. Are you going through a bad patch of life or something?
Can you talk to Vic while only a handful of people are listening?
I mean, that sounds pretty sad. Like, I mean, you're that unhappy on this planet? You're ready to go?
When my time is ready, I'm ready to go.
Mm.
Wow. You're just saying that you're figuring you're going to die anyway at some point.
Right.
Might as well be on a 6-year trip into space.
Exactly. Well, and see some things that are no awesome. Human being has will seen. Ever see in their life.
Yeah.
And one of the concepts of actually getting to not Mars, but other planets, we'd have to have generation ships, which means that your kids and maybe their kids' kids will actually get to the planet. But generations would have to live on a ship to get to certain planets. And that is something that would be a huge commitment. You would never, ever see the planet. Your kids might.
Interesting.
Let's change this. Let's make it Uranus. I just had to say Uranus.
Frank's already been there.
Several times.
Not mine.
And over and
not
over
yet.
And over again. So, okay, so that's that. I like those. Okay, so if you were going to be left in an alternative state of reality, but happier than in your past, like in Inception. So if you don't remember the end of Inception, spoiler alert, turn off your radio if you have lived under a rock for the last 10 years. At the end of Inception, he gets to be with his family. He gets all of his great parts of his life back, but it leaves you in with the idea that he is still in a fake dream world, that he's living dream. You didn't say that, but I think he's in a dream. I think he's dreaming. So,
we can argue about this, but there's a lot of proof that he's
there's no
awake.
Proof.
Yes, there is.
There's no proof. The top doesn't fall over.
It starts to wobble.
No, it doesn't. And I've heard this before.
And his kids are wearing.
I've rewatched the end of Inception like 10 times, and it doesn't wobble. There's no wobbling.
But his kids are older. They're not the kids in his.
That's just because they hired actors and then brought them back in 3 months.
And they're also wearing
different
clothing.
Kid actors grow fast.
And they're also wearing different clothing.
What?
I said kid actors grow up fast.
No, we never grow up.
We're gonna argue about Inception. Move on.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you, but basically, right. let's
nerd fight.
Let's pretend. Let's pretend that Frank is wrong about everything. I know it's a stretch.
Is.
I know
he
it's a
is.
Stretch, but let's pretend that he's wrong about everything in life. Let's
Frank, you're wrong about everything.
Let's say instead that actually what goes on is that at the end of Inception, they're punching each other.
Well, that's above why the table. I sit on this side of the table.
Sorry, they're not really. I mean, Frank's slapping her. Tits. I mean, that's like a different kind of fighting.
What's sucky about that is he gets no pleasure from that whatsoever.
Oh, I get pleasure, just different type.
He hates my tits.
I mean, he's just slapping at him like, it's crazy.
Stop it.
I've never seen anything like this.
Day. Boob. Stop
this is
it.
Why we need a reality show.
Ow, you bitch, my boob, you bitch.
I feel like, Jeff, you should be like the sports anchor right now and be like, and now Frank is slapping the right tit. Oh my God, look at that form.
It's a crazy fight. Like, I wish there were video on this because it's not really believable.
Well, there is a camera in our studio, but we don't know where
dick?
It goes.
I think she's trying to squeeze his dick.
No, I'm poking him in the butt.
She's poking my booty.
Maybe the camera is actually because we are on the Truman Show.
Do you guys want us to like leave the room right now? Do you need it to yourselves or something? Or?
Oh my God. He just slapped her titty.
Oh God. All right. I'm going to try and ignore what. There's
no, you can't say sexual harassment because no one's getting paid.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, these are our producers.
So. And these are the producers.
Believe it or not, these are our producers. What?
We're not getting paid for this?
What?
What?
Damn it, guys!
The blowjob contract was only for you.
And I never even got that.
Damn it, I'm sorry. Frank!
I knew I shouldn't have come today. Oh!
All right. You say that every day.
I do. All right. So I guess let's just skip the in session.
What?
In session?
Oh, I got a call? Where? How do I do this? Somebody do this. Okay, yes.
It will just show up. There it is.
Hello, caller. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
This is Wes Edwards.
Wes Edwards. Well, nice to speak to you.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been a resident of Skid Row for the last 20 years. I got 12 years clean and sober, but I used to live on the streets.
That's great.
And I have a couple of songs I did in the studio. I was wondering if you consider them for some airplay.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Why don't you, can you sing two bars of one right now?
Yeah, why don't you sing at least like a couple, like a verse right now?
Okay, well, the name of this song is called Sleep With Me. Right now I'm lying here thinking of you, wishing you were in my bed.
Yeah?
I need your body next to me for all these fantasies inside my head. I think about you every single day and every single night.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hold you in my arms and whisper in your ear and squeeze you tight. That's for the one thing. I got another song called The Wild Wild West about the guy who left a hick town in Kansas to come out to California, and he found happiness in the city of Los Angeles.
Well, that's awesome. Sure. I mean, we loved that song. Do me a favor and send me your mixtape. Send me your CD.
We'll awkwardconversationspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, or not a CD. Do it online.
Yeah.
Do it online?
Yeah. Send us a recording. Like, if you could do YouTube clips, that would be even better.
Right. I have an abbreviated copy. It's not as long as the regular copy. Give me your email address.
All right, it's awkwardconversations@gmail.com.
awkwardconversationpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, awkwardconversationpodcast@gmail.com. You got that, Wes?
No, hold on, let me see, damn it.
All right, do you have a pen?
I got a pen now, okay, I'm getting ready.
You got some paper?
Yeah.
All right, awkwardconversations, with an S, podcast, PODCAST,
okay.
At gmail, one word, gmail.com.
Why don't you? I've got a suggestion for you.
Yes, sir.
I think you should go to The Voice. You know, you might want to audition for that, or America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I think those kids might be too old for me, too young for me, you know.
Oh, The Voice, they would love you. You never know. It's never too late.
But I want you guys to screen it. I'm running by you guys first, you know.
Hey, man. Hey, seriously, thanks for calling in. We always appreciate it when people call in and share their gift of songs with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And definitely definitely shoot us an email.
Right. Okay, now, is your company in downtown L.A., your Skid Row Radio?
We are all over the place. We're on the internet. We can be from anywhere, really.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that to you next week, probably Monday or Tuesday.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Wes, for calling.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks.
It's odd because you guys are, you know, you brought up schizophrenia.
Right.
And then boom.
Boom.
We get one.
Boom. I think I imagined that entire phone conversation. I hope he emails us, though. I really
do.
Yeah.
That would be epic.
All right. We'll hopefully next week we will have video recordings to share from him.
No, so, what you're going to have is Wes as your newest stalker.
Please look for videos of Wes on our Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. Let's skip the Inception one because that's been carrying on for way too long. All right. This is a good one. If you knew that creating a perfect sex partner like Rocky in Rocky Horror Picture Show mm-hmm. would lead to your downfall, but you'd get to have sex with him or her one more time. Would you want to know?
Wait, only once?
Well, like, I mean, he has sex with him a lot, so. You can have sex with them a while, but it's probably going to be like a night.
Sure.
Would you still do it? Would you make the sex creature?
Yes, I would make Jay Courtney.
Yeah, you would. Even if it was going to mean your death the next day.
But what a way to go.
She would fuck Hulk.
Yeah,
I know. It would tear your shit up and she would still
fuck him. But it would be such an amazing like way to die.
If you survived, your vagina would sound like a wind tunnel from then on.
There's surgery for that now.
You know what would happen? Every other nerve.
Wait a minute.
Would be
what's
green
that
with
sound
envy.
That I've been-
oh! And what if I had a superpower when I was having sex with Hulk? Therefore, I would survive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm, could be the Hulk mm-hmm. S.
I could be She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Hulk S. You know, like Hulk S.
Oh, you are so not nerdy.
I'm so not nerdy. All right, so would you create a sex partner, Jeff?
Who's to say I already haven't?
Mm. Frank, no. Frank, why would you lead to Jeff's downfall? I don't understand.
Wait, we were talking perfect sex partner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking
wait,
about
Wait, have you
Frank.
Seen his Yelp rating? It's pretty high. He's got a good Yelp rating.
Have you seen his Grindr reports?
Problem is, there's no such thing as a perfect sex partner. Like, even if I were to create one, I would find something that became, you know, even like, probably because after a while it gets boring or...
Exactly. You would find that one flaw and you would just, that would just...
I feel like you're answering all the questions in a very deep, methodical way. I like it. No, I love it.
What
it's
if
awesome.
the ideal sex partner?
We're just
partner.
Like, yeah, I'd fuck some shit up. You're just and you're like, yeah, well, I mean, people have schizophrenia no matter where or what they
but
do.
But what if your ultimate sex
mood.
Partner was movable, like and like you could reprogram your sex partner over and over again to be something that you would like that day.
That'd be perfect. Also, I like the way you're holding the mic when you say that.
Also, here's the truth.
She's kind of filleting it.
Just put it in your mouth.
Right
it in your mouth.
Did I call you the wrong name earlier, by the way?
No.
Okay. Frank. Nathan. Frank.
Maybe. Right, okay.
He answers so, to anything.
Okay, good. I hope
Juan.
I didn't. Here's the deal.
No.
The answer to your question is there is the perfect sex partner. It's called porn. And that's why it's... everywhere.
So you would Photoshop your people. all right. So I'm looking for like the best last couple of questions. Okay.
Also, sex gets boring after a while.
Yes. No. What?
It does.
What? I'm not agreeing with that. I'm young. Sex
I've
is
decided
never boring.
I need something
sex with the
new.
Same person gets boring after a while.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Even that.
See, I would tell you guys that sex
that's
with the same sex gets
right
boring
now.
After a while.
You're all honeymoony right now. Look at you.
Okay, so if you knew that your superpowers would put those you love at risk, aka Spider-Man or you know, stuff like that, would you want to know? Would you want to know that your awesome superpowers, like slinging string out of your hand and climbing up buildings, would lead to your loved ones being put at risk?
Would I want to know?
Yeah, like would you want to know in advance? Like would you change... Like, would you not use your superpowers if that was true? Like, I feel like I would still use them. I feel like I'd be like, yeah, fuck you guys. I have fucking superpowers.
You don't even need to know that. You know that by actually having superpowers that...
Well, they never seem to, though. They're always like, oh, my gosh. They're going to go after my loved ones.
That's because they want to add
mind blown.
They want to add that broody aspect to them. Like, oh, he has to give up so much. No, you don't. Just go beat everybody up.
But anyone with power currently puts their loved ones at risk.
It's true.
Exactly.
I know I in my other life, I hang out with a lot of politicians and they get a lot of like death threats for their families and stuff like that.
What?
I know.
What?
I'm sure
no.
Obama's not had a pleasant time.
No,
either.
I can't imagine.
Oh, he hangs out with Republicans.
No, I hang out with Obama too. No, I haven't. I've met him.
You're a Republican?
I'm not. I'm a libertarian.
That's a good way out.
It's true, though. okay. I think we've covered that. Do you want more to drink, Stacey? All right.
I mean, I don't drink.
We don't drink on the air ever. We care about our fans.
We do. Come have a drink with us.
We put so much effort into this. Actually, no, you should actually come have a drink with us on Saturday, 1 week from today. This is a good moment to plug.
Plug it.
Why don't you? You should plug it. It's your thing.
Okay. Well, on March 30th, we will be live podcasting all day at Comic Book Hideout in Fullerton in honor of Geek and Sundry's International Tabletop Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
You get to play with us. So come out and play with us.
And
we're really good at games.
And Wes, if you're still listening, it's in Anaheim.
Wes. That's going to take, it's a long walk. If he leaves now, he might make it.
But no, it's seriously, it's in Fullerton at the Comic Book Hideout. Look for more information on our Facebook, Twitter, all that. And come chill with us. We're going to be there all day. We're going to be playing board games.
There's a WonderCon party after 7:30. So things will get a little bit more adult after that point.
There may not be alcohol necessarily
just
while we're at
the
comic
parking
book.
Lot.
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure shit out. Trust me, we'll take care of you.
Are you guys going to dress up? I know that's what you nerds like to do.
I don't cosplay. I should cosplay.
I prefer to dress down.
You will be cosplaying at the WonderCon after party as the Bukkake monster.
Sounds messy.
She doesn't need to dress up for that.
No.
It's really dressing down.
But no, I mean, it's going to be a fun time. We have cookies. There's going to be cookies provided by Cookie Stash. Mm-hmm. Which, if you weren't listening to that show,
you guys know how to really entice people. We're going to have cookies.
Hey.
And bukkake.
Cookies and bukkake.
And board games.
Bukkake.
As long as he brings the sriracha peanut butter.
And you're going to get to meet all of us. I know how many of you have been dying to meet us, and this will be your chance.
They don't know us already.
So enthusiastic.
And I have to say, it is very exciting just being in the room with you.
Right, right. And this is going to be at a comic book store in our natural habitat.
Yeah, well, at least in some of our
In habitat. Everybody else's in the room's natural habitat.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Of course. This is you can ask me anything.
This is the right place to ask.
Of course.
I've never been a big comic book person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
No.
But because I'm more into comedy. Mm-hmm. And whenever I ask people, what is a great comic book series that's really funny, it's like I get like almost no answers.
You're asking the right people.
And I guess they say because this is the answer I get, because comedy is so specific to a certain culture that unlike adventure, which can go anywhere in the world, comedy's too specific to a particular sense of what funny is in that country.
I guess Scott Pilgrim is a good funny series.
Well, you know, I would also have to say, I mean, the funny, I guess, would depend upon your definition of funny, because Peter David's run on X Factor, I think, you know, there's some lines in there that are just hilarious, but I would get those. You probably would not, since you don't read comic books.
But I feel like Scott Pilgrim would be, anybody would find that funny, because they, like, make fun of culture in general, you know, hipsters, vegans, they make fun of everybody. Like, somebody's superpower is that they're a vegan. It makes them a superhero.
But don't you guys agree that there's a missing piece to the comic book world?
Well, definitely, unless you get really pulpy with it.
Yeah, or if you go with webcomics, there's a lot of really funny webcomics like Cyanide and Happiness.
Yeah.
Or Our New Electrical Morals. I just got into that.
Actually, the funniest thing that I've read recently, Batman Incorporated number 8.
Shut up.
I mean, I would love to be able to go to a comic book store like you guys do and be like, you know, catch the latest
Honestly, come down to Comic Book Hideout a week from today and hang out with us. And
I'm going to be out of town, but another time. But
no, I'm sure you'll find good people.
But why is it that you guys can't just rattle off 3 or 4?
Like, they just did.
Well,
I can't.
There's a lot of caveats. I mean,
I can't because I'm a nerd idiot. But
I would say Scott Pilgrim is the one that is actually supposed to be funny. Yeah. It is merely just to be funny.
But I saw the film. I didn't really love the movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't get that, I mean, not get it, but like if that's not kind of funny,
your breed
to you,
of humor.
Yeah,
is the movie representative of the actual book series?
It's like it's so compressed.
It's a Clint Notes version.
Yeah, I they try
Did
to.
Do you like that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I love Scott Pilgrim.
Absolutely.
The movie.
Yeah, I liked all of it, man. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, it all depends on what your breed of humor is, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I have a wide range of comic, like, things that I like comedically. Yeah. So,
but I mean, I would agree with you. There's no, like, specifically, other than maybe Scott Pilgrim, there's no, like, comic books that are specifically going out just to...
For the comedy crowd.
Like, everything has super humor. I mean, superpowers. Yeah. Everyone.
And what about Deadpool? I mean, I haven't read it, but he's,
Deadpool, the current run on Deadpool is actually very pretty.
But I think what he's saying is that it doesn't have... He doesn't want, like, it to be completely, like, about superpowers.
Right. Like, is there... Yeah, like, why does it have to always be someone's wearing a cape or...
Right.
Or shooting something.
Right.
Webs out of
there. Well, I mean, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass is a comic. Yeah, they're wearing capes and...
Yeah, but they're making fun of it. They're like, they're being like, oh, yeah, we have to have a cape because, of course, we're super...
Right.
Did you see the trailer for Kick-Ass 2?
I know.
Oh, my God. Several.
Did you see the movie Kick-Ass?
No.
Okay, so there's a movie that was actually pretty good, and it's a comic series called Kick-Ass.
Wait, I think I did see... It's running now, the previews, right?
The
Kick-Ass
2
is running now. Yeah, yeah. They're making the sequel. And yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it makes fun of the whole superhero culture. Basically, like, this nerdy guy that gets beat up all the time goes, I'm just going to buy a suit and
I'm going to be a superhero.
And it's pretty ugly because he's just a normal dude, you know, but they are making fun of the fact that you just can't wake up one day and be a superhero, even though he kind of does it.
Right.
But...
Right, yeah, it's a parody of itself. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, really all I need is the cape, because then I can go defend women in the street.
Yeah, no, but in reality, when you see the movie, it's like, he really gets stabbed. It's really a big deal. It's really this, it's really that.
What about that movie, the guy from Cleveland, the comic book writer, what's his name, Harvey, you know what I'm talking about? They did a film about it.
Harvey Picar?
Yeah. Is it Harvey Picar?
I think so.
But you guys never read any of his stuff?
I haven't. But then again, I'm nerd illiterate.
I like that. Him, I think he's pretty interesting.
Awesome. Well, as a recommendation for these guys and our listeners.
Yeah, it was. And he died in 2010.
Awesome. Well, not awesome that he died, but awesome.
That's horrible. Awesome
that we are able to discuss there are no people that even you guys haven't heard of.
But his thing, there's no superheroes at all. It's really his life.
Yeah,
American Splendor.
I liked that. I liked that movie.
Cool.
You never saw it? Anyone here?
Yeah, I saw American Splendor.
I think I saw it too. It's been a while.
What did you think of the movie, Stacey?
I liked it.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I didn't realize who.
It's always great to get news suggestions. That's a good one.
Harvey Picar.
So now we come to the part in our show where we do awkward questions for our guests. So how about
awkward?
How about Frank? You start us off.
Okay. I will ask my question for you, Vic. The question is, if Hannibal Lecter was making a meal out of you, what kind of meal would you be and what ingredients would you entail?
Oh, it's a great question. I was hoping one day I'd be asked this. ask me one more time. I really want to focus here.
Hannibal Lecter is making a meal out of you. You get to choose the ingredients and what type of meal. Like, if you're a stew, are you a kebab, or are you, you know, fried? What's going on with food? You?
Well, I would want to be. What's my favorite? I love brisket. So,
are you Jewish?
Yes,
I am Jewish too. Oh, brisket. Passover is coming up.
You're not Jewish. Yes,
let's bring in the brisket.
That's why I'll be out of town.
Right.
Yeah, but I would think like brisket and. Just for some humor, because I like comedy and stuff, I would have him use my testicles as matzo balls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. We could call them Cohen balls. Cool. And how about Jeff's question?
Oh, my question. Speaking of superpowers, if you could have one completely and totally useless superpower, what would it be and how would you use it?
A totally useless? I mean, like going back in time? Is that a... Or going in the future?
I feel like that'd be useful, though. I don't know. The answer's fine.
Useless.
Useless.
A useless superpower.
Like, give him an example.
Here's one I have. It's very selfish.
Yeah.
But where I could eat anything.
Right.
And never get fat and never get cholesterol issues.
Awesome.
See, it's kind of like my useless superpower, which was to throw my own fat.
Yeah.
Just to be able to eat whatever I want and then, like, just, like...
Have you ever seen the movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks?
Yeah, years ago. That's an older film.
But. Yeah, I love that. That's like the first thing he cares about is eating whatever he wants without gaining weight or having cholesterol issues.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
Yeah, right. All right, Stacey, your question. I don't know. Maybe I should go.
Am I
going
to ask a question at some point?
You can.
Yeah, you can.
It can be any question of any kind.
The thing is, we do a monthly awkward question from each host for our guests. And these are ours. But yeah, feel free to ask us anything, Vic.
Okay. Well, I'll wait.
Okay. So why don't I go? Because my awkward question sucks this month. All right. My awkward question. How much wood would a woodchuck fuck if a woodchuck could fuck wood?
Well, knowing woodchucks.
As you do.
I do. It would be a lot of wood.
A lot of wood.
Yeah.
A good amount.
Because the woodchuck is a male.
Right.
Which I think all woodchucks are men.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right, so because their name is Chuck.
All of them gay men.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're all fucking like crazy.
Okay, all right.
Until they drop dead.
They're fucking like rabbits or woodchucks.
Yeah, and isn't there an animal or insect that does fuck till its death? Yeah,
there are lots, actually.
Because I would be like that.
Especially insects. There are lots of insects which will have sex and then die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you talk about me. Like, it's a weird thing.
And now Stacey's question.
My question is, if you had to be the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like and what would you do? And just so there's no confusion, you would be a girl.
He would be a girl, yes.
So if I'm a girl.
Yes.
And what would I do?
What would you do and what would you like to look like? Like,
I would be like 5'4". I'd weigh about 99 pounds.
Nice.
I'd
probably fuck you.
Triple A. I don't want to be short because I'd want every guy to feel like he could fuck me.
Right.
Versus being like 6 feet.
Makes sense.
And also I could wear my heels when I want.
He's thinking practical.
Yeah, he's thinking about this.
I
feel like he's thought about this before.
I would be blonde. I'd have blue eyes.
Yep.
And what would
you do for that day?
Well, first thing I'd do is I would buy a vibrator. Because I'd really want to know what's that like to, you know, stick inside me and on top of me. Like, I'm curious what that's like. I'd also want to experience what it's like to squirt. Because I find that fascinating, that a woman can squirt.
Yeah. Men can squirt.
Well, yeah.
Because we kind of do that.
The female
thing we do.
The female orgasm is fascinating to me, all the squirting. I definitely want to squirt up the room. I would really be like looking at my vagina a lot.
Yeah.
Like I'd be looking at the clit and just kind of just fascinated. You know, I'd just be just so in awe of what I have between my legs.
That's his awesome. Whole day would just be like, where did it go? I was just staring. I was just in my room.
So
the
you
whole
would
time.
Be lost in your vagina.
I would be. I would spend
all
a lot of time. I like this
so
question
a lot. So
you
would just be like kind of hovering over a mirror, just staring down the entire day.
Everybody hands above the table.
I would also videotape it so the next day I can jerk off to my own vagina.
Nice.
I would videotape all of it. And I'd maybe even try and sell it.
Because
no one would know it's really me.
Well, and you're not anybody unless you have a sex tape nowadays.
I would make a porn video because no one would know it's me.
Right.
Because I would be the best porn actress ever. Yeah. I know exactly what to do.
Would you make your name Vicky Cohen?
I'd be so anonymous. No.
Nice.
I would use your name.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would I know this is an hour show.
No, you're fine.
I'd want to fuck a lot of guys.
Right.
And I'd like to fuck like guys with huge dicks and then smaller dicks to see if there really is a difference. Because women always say, oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Quality control.
Right? A lot of women say it doesn't matter.
To me. But I actually, it matters to me the opposite way. So
I would also, I'd perform a lot of oral sex on men.
I think that makes you a little gay. Like, I think you're a little bit gay.
No, I'm curious on the other side what that's all about.
Because I'm not particularly curious about what it's like to give guys blowjobs. Like, that's never occurred to me. I'm completely curious.
Because you've
done it. I'm completely curious. Frank, can you do it right now?
I'd also be the biggest prick tease on the planet.
Nice.
I still am like that, actually.
That is a full day.
I'm like that, actually, now.
That's a full day.
But I love when gay men find me handsome. And
I do, too.
I find that the ultimate compliment. I think gay men have the best taste in the world. That's better than a woman.
Right.
I mean, they know. You're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But gay men have...
Men are better than...
No, but gay men have great taste. So,
they do.
I don't mind teasing a little.
I mean, okay. Frank,
you don't agree?
Frank doesn't have good taste.
Frank does not have good taste.
Frank does not have good taste in guys, but he does exist.
Frank, is this a tease to you?
He's just playing you guys.
Vic is bending over.
You are turning red. That makes me think I'm doing something.
It's just hot in here, Vic.
It's fine.
No, take off all your clothes.
It's hard for me as a straight guy to think of myself as sexy to a gay man, like, you know, like a hot girl would be. But be honest, is this doing something yet?
It is doing something to him, but he wants to leave.
Why isn't this being recorded?
It's a fair question.
I believe for all you listeners at home that we actually have a werewolf in our show right now.
But I hope I didn't upset you in any way.
Oh, no.
Oh, you upset him in one way.
Oh! All right, let's do Mary Fuck Kill, speaking of which. So,
okay.
That's a great name for a comic book character. Mary would be your first name.
Right.
Her middle name would be Fuck. Mary, it doesn't...
And she
Mary
would fuck up the kill.
Okay.
She would never get the kill.
That would not be a
good comic book.
Maybe she marries... No, her name's Mary and she fucks you.
So since you're talking, how about you do Mary Fuck Kill first?
Okay. I'm going to marry... Oh, I got three. I got Marty McFly, Trinity, and Janet from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Damn it, Janet.
I'm going to marry Marty McFly. And
poor. What?
I'm gonna marry Marty McFly.
Or would he play your character and his own character?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry Marty McFly. I'm going to have sex with Trinity. I decided not to kill her.
Poor.
Yeah.
And I'm killing Janet. Because,
damn it, Janet.
Because she kinda is annoying.
She's kind of a hoe bag.
She's kind of an annoying hoe bag. I'm sure she'd be a good lay, but I'm over it. So there you go.
All right. Let's go with our guest, Vic. Mary, fuck, kill.
This is tough because I don't believe in death.
Okay.
You know, like the death penalty.
You're a pacifist.
So,
me either.
Yeah. So one of them is Rocky.
Right.
I'm assuming this is Rocky from the movies Rocky. Like,
no, this is Rocky from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
This is a perfect sex partner. Like ultimate ripped man. Meat
in gold shorts.
In gold, right. Well, in golden shorts.
Then I would have to say, even because I don't believe in killing. That's and marriage. I would probably go with just a fuck because I don't want to marry that.
Okay.
MJ, Michael Jordan,
whichever you want. We meant it as Spider-Man, but go for it.
Okay. Well, if it's Michael Jordan, it would have to be Mary.
Okay, because he would be able to take care of you.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah,
and I'd let him cheat on me, and. Let's see, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Levitt.
That's how on top of it I am with this. I would have to go with fuck because I don't want to kill him. I just would feel horrible.
So this is Mary fuck fuck. I yeah. like it. You're just fucking everybody.
Can I just cross over into his and grab them?
Which one would you grab?
Joseph.
Of course.
Yeah, I think we would have a big cat fight over Joseph.
I would kill you.
All right.
I would literally kill you.
So Frank, how about Mary fuck kill from Frank?
I got Truman from The Truman Show.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. So I'm going to kill Winslet. Kate because...
She never let go?
Yeah, she's a treacherous bitch.
She
said she wouldn't let go and then she let go.
She kept him, like she could have kept him from dying.
She
just gotten on the fucking lifeboat.
She's a fucking horrible woman. I'm sorry. My man would have never died in the Titanic, just saying. Mm-hmm.
By the way, those of you wondering, I had a couple questions. One was about the Titanic. These aren't completely random. We just didn't get to them.
Sure they are.
They are, yeah.
I would marry Truman just
stupid.
Because...
Stupid.
Well,
you'd get paid.
Yeah.
You'd be a paid actor.
Leo.
What a whore.
It's Leo.
You wouldn't marry Leonardo DiCaprio?
No,
I can't be friends with you anymore.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
You could be
First
married
off, he
to him.
He smokes like a chimney.
Who cares? He's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've dated a smoker before. It tastes like hamburger. I'm okay with that.
What does that mean?
Jeff.
What
Mary
tastes
fuck
like
kill. yeah, that's a good
what
question. Their semen or their saliva?
Their saliva.
Okay.
It tastes like hamburger. It tastes like a really good charbroiled hamburger.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Jeff, marry, fuck, kill.
I am going to kill Molly Brown.
Okay. The unsinkable. But she won't die.
She's dead.
But she won't die.
She's unsinkable now.
Okay.
So she's dead now.
All right. All right.
I am going to marry Neo.
Mm.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
And I'm going to fuck Spider-Man.
Okay.
As long as it's Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
He would be able to sling stuff all over your face.
Oh, yeah.
All right. My three were Dr. Frankenfurter, played by Tim Curry in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm. No, really?
Mm. And Dr. Nash, played by Russell Crowe, not the way he really looked because he was kind of ugly. And Doc Brown from the Back to the Future series.
You were going to fuck the shit out of Doc Brown.
Wait. I'm going to kill Dr. Nash because I would just feel really uncomfortable around a schizophrenic. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Sorry, Wes. I would fuck Dr. Frankenfurter. Oh, God. Like, oh, Tim Curry does it for me. Like, I'm not even gay and Tim Curry does it for me.
I think you're gay.
I'm a little gay. And Doc Brown I would marry because he's just awesome. Like, what doesn't that guy have? Like, forget, like, mad inventor. This mad inventor. What mad inventor do you know can afford a fucking DeLorean? He's awesome, and I would marry him.
Good point.
Well, that's so sweet.
Yes. All right. So that brings us to the end of our episode. Let's thank...
We have pluggies.
Yes, we have some plugs.
Yes.
All right. So do you want to read the plugs? You have a list.
Sure. One of the plugs that we would like to let you know about is Harry Potter Roller Skating Night, April 13th, woo, from 8 to 11 p.m. at Moonlight Rollerway in Glendale.
Moonlight Rollerway.
All ages welcome. There'll be butterbeer, costumes, contests, free raffles, and more.
And more.
So check it out on Facebook.com/HP Roller Skating Night or on the Los Angeles Dumbledore Army meetup group. And then remember to come by on March 30th from 12 to whenever at Comic Book Hideout in Fullerton.
Question mark.
Well, 12 to 7:30 is family friendly. And after that, it's going to get crunk and adult up in there.
Crunk.
Ratchet. Ratchet, if you will.
Ratchet.
All right, and that's all the plugs we have. We have Rabble Rouser Industries for all of your nerd clothing needs.
Yes.
And are we still thanking? We might as well thank the Discovery Science Center.
Yeah.
They're cool people.
They're cool. We like them.
How about just thanking all nerds everywhere?
All nerds everywhere. And specifically thank you, Wes, for calling in.
Yes.
We love it when fans call in. And also, thank you so much, Vic Cohen, from Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question on Wednesdays at 10 p.m., Pacific time.
Thank you. Thanks for making me feel so welcome.
You are always welcome.
Anything you need to plug?
You.
She's talking
and
about her vagina.
Yeah, you can find me on VicCohen.com, VicCohen.com. I have lots of fun videos there, different TV things I've done, and also on Facebook. Looking for nerd friends.
Do it right now. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming, and see you next week at Comic Book Hideout.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. Yay.
Get out.
Do we have any close music? Do we have anything, Frank? Since you're not doing your job right now? Do we have something? Can you play something right now? So that
Oh, too bad we don't have Wes's song.
I know, right? That would have been epic.
Thank you.
Bitch.
Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.